Welcome, this is the DJ Flight Masterclass. Drive the bell pluck in Ableton Live 12 for deep jungle atmosphere. This is an intermediate groove lesson. Today I'll walk you through how to design a layered bell pluck with character and a macro control drive path. Lock the pluck rhythmically to a breakbeat and give it space and motion so it grooves like a jungle element, not a sterile synth. Start by setting your project tempo to 170 to 176 BPM. The typical deep jungle and drum and bass range. Load a breakbeat loop on an audio track, an amen, funk, or similar, and warp it to the project tempo. This loop will be your groove source. What we're building: a layered bell pluck instrument rack, a parallel drive system controllable from one macro, groove lock, timing, and velocity pulled from the breakbeat, tempo synced modulation for shuffle, hybrid reverb and echo tailored for depth, and envelope driven sidechain movement so the pluck breathes with the drums. Section A. Create the bell pluck instrument. Create a MIDI track and name it bell pluck. Insert Waveedable. You can use sampler if you prefer samples, but we'll use Waveedable for flexible modulation. In Waveedable, set oscillator 1 to a bright, partial rich Waveedable. A blended sine slash triangle toward a metallic Waveedable works well. Tune to middle C. Enable oscillator 2 an octave or 2 above at a low level to add upper harmonics. Add a small amount of FM from OSC 2 to OSC 1, around 10 to 20%, to introduce an harmonic belliness. Set the filter to a low pass with a fairly high cutoff around 8 to 10 kHz, and gentle resonance around 5 to 10%. Keep the filter open enough so the bell stays bright. Shape the amp envelope with ENV1. Zero attack. Decay between 160 and 350 milliseconds. Start at 220 ms. Sustain very low, 0 to 10%. Release 50 to 160 ms. This gives a pluck with body without a long hold. Add a pitch envelope using ENV2 for a small downward pitch drop on the attack. Amounts can range from a few cents down to several semitones depending on vibe. Try minus 5 to minus 15 cents as a subtle starting point. Set the pitch envelope decay short, around 90 to 160 ms, to emphasize the transient. Add a touch of unison, two voices, detune 5 to 10 cents for width, but keep it subtle to avoid washing out the transient. Section B, layering for body and air. Group the Waveedable into an instrument rack. Inside the rack, create two chains. Chain A is the core bell with your Waveedable. Chain B is a noise or thump layer. Load Simpler with a short filtered noise sample or a one-shot metallic sample. In Simpler, use a bandpass or high-pass filter to emphasize hiss and metallic attack, and set a short decay, about 120 to 250 ms. Bounce the chains with chain A around minus 6 to minus 2 dB and chain B around minus 12 to minus 8 dB. Map the chain volumes to macros labeled tone and air for quick adjustments. Section C. Drive the bell pluck with a macro. After the instrument rack, create an audio effect rack to host parallel drive chains. Inside that rack, make three chains: dry, saturation, and distortion. Dry chain, a utility for level control. Saturation chain, saturator with 2 to 6 dB of drive and a soft clip curve. Then a EQ8, high pass at about 60 Hz and a gentle high shelf of plus 2 to 4 dB above 6 kHz. Then glue compressor with a fast attack and medium release. Distortion chain, put overdrive or amp for tone shaping. Then drum bus with 2 to 6 on drive and a low cut around 80 Hz to avoid muddying the bass and to shape transients and weight. Map saturator drive and drum bus drive to a macro labeled drive. Set macro ranges so 0 is clean and 100 is aggressive. This macro is your main drive, the bell pluck control, automated to make the pluck grow from subtle crunch to aggressive bite across fills and drops. Section D. Spatialization and deep atmosphere. Place hybrid reverb after the drive rack. Use a small to medium early reflection amount and a reverb tail of about 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Put a low cut on the reverb below roughly 500 Hz so the low end stays clear. Increase diffusion slightly to blur transients into an atmospheric wash, but preserve pre-delay to keep transient clarity. Add echo after hybrid reverb set to tempo sync. Try 1/16 or 1/16 triplet to accentuate the jungle shuffle. Set feedback between 20 and 40% and filter the repeats with a low pass around 6 to 8 kHz and a high pass at 3 to 500 Hz. Keep dry/wet low, around 15 to 25%. Finish with a utility for stereo width control. Keep sub frequencies mono and widen the top end slightly. A width of 110 to 140% works for atmosphere. Section E. Groove and timing. Open the groove pool and drag your breakbeat clip into it to extract a groove preset. Apply that groove to the bell pluck MIDI clip. Start with timing around 70 to 100% depending on how tightly you want it locked, and velocity at 20 to 40% to copy ghosting dynamics from the break. If you want the pluck to fall behind the beat slightly, reduce the timing parameter. Don't overdo it. Subtle is usually more musical. Add an LFO to create tempo-synced motion. Map a synced LFO to filter cutoff very subtly, and possibly to pan for micro-movement. Use 1/4 or 1/8 triplet sync and low amounts, around 5 to 10% of the cutoff. Add a second LFO or an envelope follower to modulate the drive macro slightly in time with the kick, creating a pulsing grit. Section F, envelope follower sidechain movement. Place an envelope follower after the drive rack and set its sidechain input to your kick or drum bus. Map the follower to either an auto filter cutoff before reverb, so the pluck opens slightly after kick hits, or map it to the drive macro so the pluck changes grid in relation to the kick. Set attack between 10 and 30 ms and release between 80 and 200 ms for musical pumping. Alternatively, use a compressor in sidechain mode to duck the pluck under the kick with a fast attack and medium release, if you want a more traditional ducking effect. Section G, final mix and automation. Use EQA to notch any MIDI resonances around 300 to 600 Hz and to add a gentle presence boost between 1.5 and 3.5 kHz. Create a parallel saturation track, duplicate the bell pluck, heavily saturate it, low pass around 2 to 4 kHz and blend it under the original for added body. Automate the drive macro through the arrangement. Keep it lower in verses and push it in breakdowns and fills. Also automate reverb dry/wet and echo feedback for long atmospheric moments without drowning the mix. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overdrive everything. Too much saturation makes the pluck noisy and competes with a break. Use parallel chains and blend. Avoid reverb that kills the transient. Use pre-delay and low-frequency damping. Don't apply groove at 100% unless you want extreme timing shifts. Subtle timing and velocity settings usually sound more natural. Filter reverb and echo lows to avoid mud. Keep sub-region mono and check phase and mono compatibility regularly. Pro tips: map drive, air, reverb size and groove amount to 4 macros for fast performance control. Use clip envelopes to automate velocity and transposition for micro variations. Favor triplet timing in echo and LFOs for jungle swing. Extract the groove from your drum loop rather than relying on generic swing. For more metallic tone, try corpus or a simpler metallic sample in the noise layer. Use drum bus warm and saturator sections carefully. For extreme drive, use multiband dynamics after saturation to control low mid energy. Save the instrument rack as DJ Flight Bell drive for reuse. Quick setup and signal flow reminders. Gain stage the bell pluck at around -6 to -3 dB before heavy processing. Keep the order instrument right arrow audio effect rack for parallel drive right arrow auto filter slash hybrid, reverb right arrow echo right arrow utility. Group the pluck and any parallels into a bus for global processing. Layering and tuning nuance. Tune layers to the same reference but consider detuning the noise layer slightly by 2 to 6 cents for richness. If two pitched sources clash, offset phase slightly with clip start offset. Use narrow Q boosts for metallic resonance, and if one frequency rings under drive, notch it and reintroduce presence with a high shelf. Drive architecture and mapping. Map multiple parameters to the drive macro with different ranges for musical response and create an inverse clean macro that lowers wet saturation while raising dry level for instant A/B. When automating drive, prefer short bursts and musical movement, not constant extremes. Practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. Load a 4-bar breakbeat. Create a wave-eatable bell pluck with decay around 220 ms. Group into an instrument rack with a simpler noise layer. Build an audio effect rack with dry, saturator and drum bus chains and map drive to a macro. Extract the break groove and apply it to the bell MIDI clip at roughly 80% timing and 30% velocity. Add hybrid reverb with a 1.6 second tail and echo at 1/16 triplet with 30% feedback. Use an envelope follower sidechain to the kick to modulate drive by about 20% so the pluck breathes with the drums. Deliverable: a 4-bar loop where the bell pluck sits rhythmically in the groove and you can automate drive from soft to gritty. Recap: you've built a layered bell pluck, routed parallel drive so you can drive the bell pluck dynamically, locked it to a breaks groove with a groove pool, and added tempo-synced modulation plus envelope-driven sidechain movement. Use instrument and audio effect racks, hybrid reverb and echo, envelope follower side chaining, and subtle LFO and pitch envelopes to keep the pluck musical and atmospheric. Practice the mini exercise and save your rock as a preset for future sessions. That's the DJ Flight Masterclass. Load the project, try the exercise, and experiment with the drive macro until the bell pluck truly breathes and grooves like a deep jungle element.